Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
You have just heard Sidney Bechet's Blue Horizon. I'm your host. My name is Eric Offner. The name of my show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. Today, we are featuring a famous Englishman, Humphrey Lyttelton, born in Eton, England on May 23, 1921. He played trumpet, clarinet, and we're going to hear him as a band leader. Among his obvious American connections is that in his band in England was Joe Temperley. Actually, Joe is from Scotland, who is now the baritone sax player for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra under Wynton Marsalis. And Joe Temperley used to be baritone saxophonist for the Duke Ellington band. In 1949, Humphrey Lyttelton recorded for Bechet. And now, the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, both those of you in the hall and those of you who are listening to this concert on record. For our first number, we have a composition by Sidney Bechet, Coal Black Shine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now we have a number featuring the Conway Hall Ashtray. It's a version of Come Home to Roost at Last. It's a version of a composition by the blues singer Ida Cox entitled Last Smile Blues. Next number is a number featuring Bruce Turner, and we're going to sort of dedicate it to all our various friends in France and Switzerland. Look out! Maintenant, nous avons un morceau. I'll get it out once. Maintenant, nous avons un morceau pour nos amis en France et Suisse qui s'appelle Elephant Stomp. En français, Stomp d'éléphant.
You've just heard some live music, live concerts. I do like listening to live music, as I've said on many of my past shows. And here is an example of a live show in England, starting with Texas Mona as the introduction, a slow number, and then Coal Black Shine, a Sidney Bechet composition. I'm just going to briefly name the tunes again, even though they were introduced by Humphrey Lyttelton. Last Smile Blues, Elephant Stomp, and we close this set with Wally Plays the Blues. Let's comment about the last number. The audience loved it. I think you might have loved it. It's a very slow blues, and there aren't many musicians who can play a very slow, soulful blues. That, in my judgment, with the quality of that clarinet player, makes this a great number. And now let's listen to more music. My name is Eric Offner. The name of the program is Eric Sounds of Jazz. We're listening to Humphrey Lyttelton's band, live recordings from England. And the next five numbers I will mention now, even though Humphrey Lyttelton will also mention them in introducing each number. First, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. You remember Louis doing that one? Then, I Double Dare You. I really like that number. It's a fast jump tune, and I can just listen to the words without even hearing the words being sung. A media number, That's the Blues, Old Man. Next, Feline Stomp. That's a fast piano solo. It's sort of a stomp, and you expect to hear Boogie Woogie, but it just holds back from the Boogie Woogie. And the closing number, a favorite of everyone's, St. James Infirmary.
now we have a blues composition by Duke Ellington's alto sax player Johnny Hodges, a blues entitled That's the Blues, Old Man. Professor George Hopkinson's coming up now with the washing machine. And now Johnny Parker, Freddie DeGon, Mickey Ashman, and George Hopkinson give you Feline Stomp. Here's Bruce Turner with the St. James Infirmary Blues.
I'd like to mention his autobiography, in case you'd like to learn more, about Humphrey Lyttleton. He also has written 3 semi-autobiographical pieces. He's done 2 volumes of record criticism, and for about 2 decades, he appeared on BBC Radio. His program was called The Best of Jazz. English title, Fish Seller, refers to a number written by Sidney Bechet. Louis Armstrong is definitely known for That's My Home, and you can hear it in the music. And the last number, which should be credited to Jimmy Noon, who had Earl Hines in the band and who played at the Apex Club, is honored with Apex Blues. I hope you've enjoyed this program. I've enjoyed it very much. It brings you the British flavor of jazz. Jazz will never die. This was a perfect example. These English musicians really understand the New Orleans tradition, and they do a great job, in my opinion. And I hope you'll tune in for my next show as I continue to try to bring you the best in jazz. This is Eric Offner signing off. Hope to catch you the next time.